Once upon a wime, a tong tong lime ago, there lived a little girl named Prinderella. Now Prinderella lived with her wicked Whipstutter and her two sissy Uglies. Prinderella had to dork like a wog around the place. She had to ub and scrosh, book and cake, dough and sign, but she didn't mind. Now one day the kints of the Pringdom announced a Drancy Fest ball, to which all of the gelligible earls were invited. Prinderella's two sissy Uglers had drancy new fesses to wear, but all Prinderella had was some wordy old dags that she wouldn't be caught dead in. Now, after Prinderella's two sissy Uglers had left the ball, Prinderella just cat right down and sighed. Suddenly, her merry fotgutter appeared and said, "Prinderella, cry to you, why?" Well, Prinderella told her the whole tad sale, and then Prinderella's merry fotgutter said, "Prinderella, can't dry, you're boing to the gall." And with that, she staved her wick. And in the inkling of a twi, she changed a cumpkin into a poach and several heises into morses. Then she staved her wick again. And there stood Prinderella in the dranciest fess you ever saw. And she said, "Prinderella, when you get to the ball, you must leave before the last moke of stridnight, or the spell is off." When she got there, all of the gelligible earls were prancing with the dints. And then the dints pranced with Prinderella, and it was slain to pee that the dints and Prinderella had lollin' in fub. Suddenly, Prinderella heard the first moke of stridnight, and she rushed from the palace, but in the middle of the palace steps, she slopped her dripper. Now, the very next day, the kints of the Pringdom announced that he would marry the girl who could shit that foo. Well, when he got to Prinderella's house, the two sissy Uglers wanted to shy on the true. The first sissy Ugler, she shied on the true, but it fiddened it. And then the second sissy Ugler, she shied on the true, too, but it fiddened it either. And then Prinderella came down the stairs and she said, "May I sly on that tripper?" And fiddit. Needless to say, Prinderella and the Sins were married and lived happily after everward.
He is gone.